Yes, Oshie, in the final whistle just blew a couple of minutes ago. The final score was City of Derry 10, Sunday 12, 21. And as you said there, you know, okay, they've lost this game today, but the league unfortunately disappeared on those five results on the consecutive when they lost those games. A game of two halves today, unbelievable. At half-time, I mean, Sunday as well, looked to be coasting at 18 points at three, having scored three tries. But Derry put in a very strong second half and got back to 21-10 after 48 minutes. 2 minutes after that particular time, they were over the line but dropped the ball, and had they scored then, who knows. And for the final 20 minutes, they really laid siege to the Sunday's Well line, but unfortunately, they did not get over that line, and they're now, as you say, will not be in Division 2A next year. Sunday's Well were very, very good in that first half and certainly took advantage playing into the win. They dominated the first 3 or 4 minutes, and then in 5 minutes, they had their first score when their forwards rumbled down the left, and it was their prop, Michael Moynihan, went over, making it 5-0. Derry, on one of the few occasions, they got up to the 22 in the first half, got a penalty, and Neil Byrne stroked it over to make it 5-3. O'Riordan then missed one to extend the lead. On 25 minutes, then Sunday's Well had their second score, when strong driving again by the pack, and it was Hooker joined Monaghan. He went over, making it 10-3. Shortly after the half-hour mark, Ali Beckett made a great break up the middle to the line. We well were penalised, but the fall line through in the ball, Derry lost the player and let Sunday's Wells clear the line. And then 35 minutes really was a killer punch. Well attacking just from about 30 metres from the own line. They put in a grubber kick, some great support play. Their wing forward, Ciarán Jones, he got the ball and fed fullback Greg Higgins, who ran in from 40 metres, making it 15-3. And a further O'Riordan penalty just before half-time left the Cork side leading by 18-3 at half-time. In the second half, Derry came out very, very strongly, but it was Wells who got a penalty when O'Riordan put over a great kick to make it 21-3. They responded then with a great passage of play, and Neil Burns got over the post, converting his own score, making it 21-10. As I said earlier, they had an opportunity then about 90 seconds later to get over the line, but unfortunately they didn't do it. And then in that final 15 minutes, they had some great spells. They were over the line. Wells conceded a yellow card when one of their players infringed at the breakdown. But try as they could, Derry could not string it together. Sunday's Well defence was very, very strong on all occasions. And on 3 or 4 occasions, Derry nearly in, but unfortunately nearly was not good enough. So a disappointing end of what was a very, very good season up until about 5 or 6 weeks ago, when Derry were coasting away at the top of Division 2B. But unfortunately, that is what's happened today. They had the opportunity to get back at this. Wales came out of the blocks. They built up that lead, that 21-3 lead. And try as Derry did, they only managed to get a try on the way back. But their final 20 minutes at least showed that they were capable of what they were capable of. But you have to say, I admire the Sunday's Wells team. They were under the cosh for about 20 minutes and they never conceded any penalties. And defensively, they showed why they're the best defensive side in that league. And had they not been as good defensively, I think Derry could easily have got there. But as I say, at 21-10, if Derry had got that a vital score, which they should have had on 2 or 3 occasions, then it could have been a different game. But we all say that about every sport we watch. And unfortunately, it's the scoreline at the end of the game matters. And in this case, in this All-Ireland League Division 2B playoff at Judges Road, it was City of Derry 10, Sunday's Wells 21.